Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, reporting from Italy, from Milan. He also works in Genoa on very good news. The good news is to celebrate what happened on Sunday, Mother's Day in America, and Mother's Day in Italy as well. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What happened on Mother's Day that makes the whole of the peninsula smile? Good evening.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. I would say Mother's Day was very, very, very important and also very moving here in Italy, because yesterday there was the celebration of the reopening of the residence for elderly people that were closed to visit to relatives since last March 2020. So all the guests in this residence were not having the opportunity to see their relatives, their sons, their grandson and so on for more than 1 year. And so I think it was a very good initiative to have such a reopening in place on Mother's Day. So this is, I think, a very important point.
I agree with you, but there's more.
That things are going bad.
There, you've got an abundance of good news in Italy. This is surprising and wonderful, given the weather. The good news from your Prime Minister, Mr. Draghi, following the G20 meeting, he announces Italy's reopening. The important date is, when do we book? When is it reopening, and how do we travel to Italy from the United States? Because you will all recall that was forbidden in 2020.
There is a confirmation about a very precise date, which is the 15th of May. On the 15th of May, there will be no quarantine required for traveling across the European countries, UK included as well, and Israel as well. So we will be free to travel across this large area, just having a sort of green pass. That means that you have been vaccinated, two doses, or one dose if only one is required, or you had a good result from a molecular or rapid swab test in the previous 48 hours. But the important news that I would like to make is about the possibility that this Green Pass will be also valid from traveling from U.S. on the 15th of June. At least this is what I read on the reports and the declaration by our foreign minister. So the tourist season is opening again, and Italy is very keen to welcome a lot of friends from various countries to enjoy our beauties and our beautiful landscape in this last part of the springtime. Very green, plenty of flowers.
It means, of course, that the museums will be filled with again. It means the lines will be long. It means that the Italians' residents will no longer be able to get in to see their wonders. Mr. Draghi, your prime minister, is looking to revive the whole of economy by renovating it, by updating it. Has there been any more comment about what he plans for the government with the money that the European Union has advanced to Italy? How is he going to do it?
Well, he's going well, because Italy, Mr. Draghi delivered the plan on time on the 30th of April, which means that we should get the first tranche of the fund mid of June. So on that side, Italy is on track, as well as other European countries are on track to get their slice of funding under this large, let's say, recovery program. And for us, let me repeat once more again, tourism is very important. As you said, this is 15%, 15% of our internal gross product, but particularly is a larger source of jobs. And you know, summer season is the highest season during the year. We are always open across all the year, but summer season is really the highest season, and so the most of the revenues are produced during this time. Museums are open again, and there will be more reopening in the next days. There is now a large debate here in Italy about removing also the curfew, the limitation of 10 p.m. as the latest time to go around. Very likely a decision will be taken in the next 10 days. Probably it will be removed completely. There will be no extension up to 11 p.m., but very likely it will be removed. No more curfew, but let's see and wait.
Yes, now one detail about the vaccines, which are making... The vaccines are the reason the U.S. is doing so well and why we're reopening in Europe. The AstraZeneca vaccine, which is produced in between the U.K. and Europe, has been controversial for some time. What has happened to AstraZeneca in Italy?
Well, there was an announcement just on last Sunday by the Mr. Breton, who is the European Commissioner in charge of this, issue. And the announcement is that the contract with AstraZeneca, you know, here in Europe, for the European Union countries, the management of the procurement of vaccine is centralized by the European Commission. So contracts were placed on Pfizer, on Moderna, on Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca. But the contract with AstraZeneca will not be renewed after the 8th of June. So that means that no contract with AstraZeneca, no more vaccine from AstraZeneca. Here in Italy, the situation is also, let's say, controversial because most of the people from the south region are not accepting to get AstraZeneca vaccine. So we have a large spare capacity of AstraZeneca vaccine that have not been inoculated. In the north, this is not happening as it is happening in the south. I do hope that no vaccine will be wasted. Frankly speaking, I got AstraZeneca, no problem, a bit of a collateral effect for 24 hours, and then again, in good condition.
Yes, the same reports here for the Moderna and for the Pfizer-BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson is relatively new here. Are you going to have, in Italy, are you going to have contracts with Pfizer and with Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for the rest of the population?
Absolutely, absolutely. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson are under use here in Italy. Johnson & Johnson was the latest vaccine that we got, but Pfizer and Moderna were available since the very beginning. I also understood that Pfizer and Moderna were capable to recover the delay in delivery that they had at the very beginning. So I think that the vaccination plan here in Italy is going pretty well. We are above the vaccination rate, vis-à-vis the average across the European countries. 23 million of Italian people have been vaccinated with one dosis, and 7.58 million, they got already a full vaccination. So we are progressing pretty well. We do need to achieve as soon as possible that, percentage of 70% of total population fully vaccinated as soon as possible.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genova. He lives in Milan. Good news from Italy. The spring of 2021. Very good news. Time to go back to the museums. Best in the world. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.